The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Do we need to have a conversation about the Milwaukee Bucks? We talked to Craig Karmazin just a few moments ago. Chu, you were talking about the professionalism criticism. I know you guys talked about it earlier this week as well, after Doc Rivers made those comments. I keep seeing people talk about how the Bucks just don't care about the regular season, and that once the playoffs come, they'll be able to flip a switch and you will see them activate playoff basketball mode. That feels dicey to me, Gabe. I was hoping that once the All-Star break came and went, we would start to see flickers of a championship-level team. And there have been some games where you're going, whoa, that is a tough team. That is a deep team. That is a team that other teams do not want to see in the Eastern Conference. But there have been a lot of games where I'm scratching my head going, what the hell is going on out there?
Yeah, it's because they're not actually a deep team. They need to be healthy. If Dame or Chris or Giannis end up missing any time in the postseason, like without Dame, I think they've only won like one game this year. They have been terrible when he has not played. When they have their preferred five out on the floor, and then, you know, you can sprinkle in the Jays and Bobby can get hot, certainly. I think Pat Bev can give you some good minutes off the bench, but you can't really ask him to give you a ton of minutes, especially with the wrist injury that he has decided to play through. The Bucks cannot sustain any sort of injury. They're one of those teams, to me, I think that's kind of what's become clear over the last 2 weeks, is if they don't have Dame or Chris or Giannis, if those guys miss any sort of time, they're not going to stand much of a chance. All three of them stay healthy. Yeah, I'll take my chances, but that's kind of been the big thing that's kind of stood out to me.
I don't think you can flip a switch. I just don't. I mean, like last year, what was their excuse last year?
Giannis got hurt.
No, they weren't ready to play the Miami Heat, who was the eighth seed. Now, I know Miami went on to the finals, but still, their excuse is, well, we underestimated how good they are. Like, it's all, you can't turn on a switch. Holmgren always says, once you let the little stuff go, the little things, then you start letting bigger things go, and then it just spirals from there. The thing that was shocking to me, I mean, you would expect your coach to come back and say, this team travels very unprofessionally. You would expect that from a Green Bay Packer team that is extremely young. Not a veteran team, which this team is, probably the most veteran in the league. That's shocking to me.
Unless the thought is that, again, like Craig was saying, a veteran team can flip that switch. A veteran team knows the difference between playing regular season basketball and postseason basketball, and they know they don't have to put as much effort in. They don't have to be as locked in during the regular season, because once the postseason starts, they will be able to be the team that they need to be in order to win. To me, that seems like a very dangerous thing to be clinging to, this idea of just being able to flip a switch. I mentioned the All-Star break. I was hoping that certainly as we wrap up the regular season, they would start to taper. You know, when you're a runner and you're training for a marathon, you do all of your like foundational work in the summer. Let's say you're doing a fall marathon, right? And you miles and you miles and you log the miles and miles. But as you get closer to the race, you taper, right? So that your body doesn't have as much wear and tear. And also you're doing some speed work, right? That's kind of what I expected the Milwaukee Bucks to be doing in these final weeks of the regular season, tapering. But I haven't seen that from them, which makes me a little bit concerned, Gabe.
Yeah, again, I think a lot of this comes back to health. I mean, Dame did not play two nights ago in Washington, still should have been able to win that game. But again, I think they've only won one without Dame. And then they were without Dame and Chris on the second night of a back-to-back. So it was just Giannis, who's also dealing with his own hamstring issue. It's, again, the only thing that matters is the health of those three. If those three aren't healthy in the playoffs, they're not going to stand much of a chance past the first round.
Okay, is there any argument that could be made to sit them down? If it doesn't matter, I don't even know what the seeding situation is. I have to pull up the records right now, the standings right now. But is there any argument to be made about sitting those guys for the remainder of the regular season so that they can get healthy?
Well, I mean, with Dame, it's personal reasons. I don't know why he's been out. There's no concern there. I think you can make that case for Giannis because he's been trying to play through a bit of a hamstring thing. Like, I've not even heard of the hamstring injury that he's listed with. I can't even remember the name of it because it's just so random and so odd. I'll see if I can look it up here. And Chris, obviously, they are being cautious with because he didn't play the second night of a back-to-back as they continue to ramp him up. But I think there's a case for Giannis. Right now, they have a game and a half lead over the Cavs, who are still left on the schedule. 2 games over the Magic and Knicks. Magic are left twice on the schedule, and they do have the Knicks coming up on Sunday as well.
So where are they in the standings right now?
Second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second with that kind of a gap between, I mean, they could fall as far as fifth.
Tendinopathy.
Dr. Tremura, what's tendinopathy?
Oh, that definitely sounds like an Irishman.
The alias you use on St. Patrick's Day?
Exactly.
It's a form of tendinitis. But when's the last time we saw a hungry team? Championship?
Hungry for a championship?
Just hungry.
I mean, I would say that we'll wait and see. I mean, I think Giannis is hungry for one. Dame's certainly hungry for one.
You're not panicking, Gabe?
I mean, look, again, I think it comes down to last year we learned this. The regular season stuff just doesn't matter. If they go on some sort of run and get to the Eastern Conference Finals, none of this matters. Like, they had the best record in the Eastern Conference last year.
Mm-hmm.
Lost in 5 games. So none of that great stuff that happened in the regular season, it didn't matter one damn bit. Like, all that matters is if they can be healthy enough to go on a run in the postseason. That's the only thing that matters for the Bucks because they have that championship.
But it sounds ignorant to say that the regular season has no bearing on the postseason. We obviously know that it does from a seeding standpoint, so don't jump into the mentions about that, right? Wins and losses. I get it. But are you trying to tell me that the regular season isn't at least a tune-up for the postseason?
Half a cup.
You can't turn it on, Gabe. We couldn't turn it on. There comes a point in the regular season you got to go, here we go. Now we go. You cannot flip a switch in the playoffs.
What happened to the Miami Heat last year?
Hungry.
Isn't that a switch?
Hungry.
Isn't that a switch? Because they sucked during the regular season, much like they sucked this year during the regular season. But if they end up, if the Bucks end up with the 2 and the Heat end up with the 7, you're still going to be scared of the Heat, right?
All right, let me ask you this, Gabe. They lose in the second round. Who are we blaming? We love to blame. Who are we blaming?
It depends upon how it
happens. You can't blame injuries. If you can't blame injuries in football, you can't do it in basketball.
So if Giannis gets hurt and misses 3 games, that can't be it's your best player.
Well, then you can.
I mean, that's what happened last year, where Giannis missed 2 games against the Heat. And I firmly believe that they should have still been able to beat the Heat because they stunk during the regular season without Giannis. But again, it shows that whatever happens in the regular season, it's just not as important.
Isn't betting on health pretty risky at this point,
100%.
Seeing as they haven't shown any ability to maintain the healthiness because largely they're big old age?
Yeah, 100%.
I'd be interested in knowing how many games they've actually had with their preferred starters. It can't be high. We've talked about this before. It was early in the year when they were dealing with Chris being out. Obviously, Dame has been out now for these games, dealing with his personal situation. It's got to be low.
Yeah, it's not very high.
Under 20? 20-ish?
Oh, yeah. I would say it's, probably under 20.
I mean, how do you build chemistry? How do you, know what each guy wants to do on the court? How do you figure out those little idiosyncrasies and nuances that good teams, experienced teams, teams that have connectivity, have that's all part of why I feel like you can't dismiss the regular season. You can't just throw it out. There is a role. There is a place. It's good for something.
So,
what is it good for?
So
war. Is that what we're doing now?
But we were just talking about
absolutely nothing.
We were just talking about successful seasons with Marquette in Wisconsin. What's a successful season right now for the Bucks?
I would say an NBA Finals
losing
appearance.
To the Celtics in the Eastern? Making it to the finals?
Making it to the finals.
And if they don't?
Well, then there's disappointment, yes.
I know, but then what do we do? Do we start a youth movement? Do we get rid of the old guys?
I think they have to, again, with so much turnover, and we talked about this earlier in the season, like when you bring together two stars like Dame and Giannis, and Jen, you were just talking about the chemistry. Like when you bring those two stars together, it's not going to be instantaneous over the course of a season. Again, when LeBron went to the Heat, it took them a season to win a championship. Yes, they went to the finals, then won back-to-back titles, but I think it takes a little bit of time. So it's not going to be, oh, well, this didn't work, got to blow the whole thing up, because Doc was only here for less than half of a season. You got to give Doc an entire offseason, kind of let him be able to get his hands on the team for an entire season next year. Now, if you end up falling short again in 2025, then yes, you probably end up looking at a lot of these things. But Dame has signed a contract long-term here. Giannis is signed to a contract long-term here. You're kind of handcuffed with the way that you've had to build this roster. You don't have a lot of assets. I think that you say, okay, we're going to run it back again next year. We do have a good foundation. We're able to build on that foundation, and we can grow with it next year.
Are you trying to tell me, though, that the regular season, that even a successful regular season, matters nothing in the postseason? Like, so then people who have been like championing the Boston Celtics this year and the mm-hmm. record that they have put together,
yep.
that's fool's gold?
Can be. If the Celtics, much like they did last year, choke in the Eastern Conference Finals, how much did their great regular season do them? When the Bucks have been the top seed, like last year, and they choke in the postseason,
well, then,
that does
just,
you
then,
no
then
good.
Then the NBA has a crisis on its hands. Then the NBA is in crisis mode. And I know that we could argue that they know that because they instituted a mid-season tournament to try to drive up interest in those games or in the games leading up to the All-Star break. You could argue that they know that. But if the games don't matter at all, except for seeding, why pay attention? Just because you love basketball,
yeah.
you enjoy the game,
yeah.
you enjoy watching the Bucks get blown out in back-to-back games, is that fun for anybody?
No, but again, they're not going to get blown out in 82 games. Like, I've got tickets. I finished up my 10-pack. My wife and I got a 10-pack this year. We've got tickets for the game on Sunday. We've got tickets for the game on Tuesday. Knicks, Celtics. Excited to go. But again, if they lose those games, I mean, it stinks. You wish they win the game that you go to, but it has, to me, not a ton of bearing on whatever's going to happen in the postseason.
So interesting. We're in just a very weird space, aren't we, Chu, when it comes to sports?
It is, because we talk about Favre and Rodgers. It's a crying shame that they only won one championship each. You know what's going to be a crying shame? If Giannis wins one. What a waste. What a waste.
Yeah, because, again, the only thing that matters, and this kind of dovetails off the Caitlin Clark conversation we just had, when the only thing that we care about as a sporting fan society is championships, how can the regular season mean anything? If the only thing that matters is winning the title, and there's one team that can win it all every year, I mean, that's every sport.
But again, it goes back to expectations, right? There are teams in the league that there are no expectations for them to win the championship, to hoist the Larry O'Brien. So a 500 record for them is a success. That's not the place that the Bucks are in. That's not the world that the Bucks exist in. Once they won that title, once they kept Giannis, they will always be a team where it is championship or bust.
Yeah.
And you have told me all season long, you don't think this season is. You think they're building towards next season being championship or bust. They need a little bit of a longer runway, if you will, in order to get that plane up in the air. Joshy, I can see you want to talk back there. You're starting to...
I was just thinking about how, frankly, I'm far more interested in the Milwaukee Brewers, and I have such lower expectations, which is a privileged thing as a Bucks fan.
Oh, 100%.
Because, I mean, you can have all your issues with it. I believe Caitlin Clark has to win a championship to be it, and championships only mattering does bring me to a place where, frankly, I don't watch much of the regular season, and the postseason comes around, and I start paying attention again. So I don't
but
know what to
I
do
But remember I said
that
happened to me last year with the Brewers? Because my expectations were that they were going to be a much more successful team than they ended up being in the postseason. So I didn't really pay attention during the regular season because I was like, oh, I'm going to get my fix. I'm going to get my whole fix in the playoffs.
But why were the Packers such an enjoyable team this last year?
No expectations. Low expectations. Didn't expect much from them. How else can I say that?
I think you said it all the ways. I think you covered all the bases there.
And that's what, Joshy, it sounds like you're dealing with the Brewers right now, right?
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Uh-huh.
It's fun to go
it's
to
It's fun.
The game.
It's unexpected. And, like, Giannis is close to the Aaron Rodgers portion where it's like, you're running out of options. And you start looking around going, I can't believe this is, for as high as we felt when they won that title, thinking, wow, this is going to be the norm here in Milwaukee.
It's like, where do you go from here? Who was the guy they started with 4 years ago that they got rid of then brought Drew Holiday in?
Eric Bledsoe?
Now you get rid of Drew. Eric Bledsoe. Now you bring Drew Holiday in, and they win a championship, but that doesn't, and now you're bringing Dame Lillard in, and this isn't working. Who the hell are you bringing next? LeBron?
Be sick. Man,
if
LeBron,
he wants to, I'm not,
look, I'm not. I want to put this out there. If LeBron decides he's had enough of L.A. and wants to come to Milwaukee, I'm not going to say no. I will welcome LeBron with open arms.
What is he, like 50?
Yeah, but he's still putting up great numbers every night.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
He plays a lot. That's good for him.
Early bird special at Denny's, AARP, discounts, lots of reaction rolling in on this. We'll get to some of that reaction right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Palermo's Pizza is always stocked up in my fridge. I was kind of sitting around yesterday, wanted something good for lunch. So, of course, I opened up the freezer, found a Palermo's Pizza, popped it in. I went with Thin and Crispy yesterday, but I usually have some different pizzas in there from Palermo's, depending upon the mood. Maybe you want a stuffed crust pizza from Screamin' Sicilian. Maybe you're looking for a great crust, an artisan-style pizza from Urban Pie. Maybe you're a little more calorie-conscious and want a Primo Thin. So many different brands under the Palermo's umbrella, but so much great taste. That's what separates Palermo's from everybody else. So find Palermo's in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's. It's Wisconsin. Johnson's Hometown Pizza.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right
Ed
about anything.
Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size. Just, what the?
On 94.5 ESPN.
We have Sophia Minert coming up in just a few minutes here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, talking about that Brew Crew back in action today, but lots of reaction rolling in on the Bucks discussion that we were just having. Let's start with Matt's comments. He says the issue falls at the feet of Giannis being so one-dimensional. When the win championship, Drew and Chris were elite. Chris has fallen off. Dame cannot be expected to carry this team until Giannis decides to figure out some type of mid-range jump shot and better free throw percentage. The Bucks will be the same team year after year. Chef Ed weighing in saying, unless they decide to play defense, they will be an early out. Noah saying, well, this is the oldest team in the NBA. John is with Chef Ed. When you trade away your defense, this is what happens. Lots of folks just trying to figure out how much of this is Doc Rivers' fault. David weighing in saying, you can't have this conversation without talking about Doc Rivers' competency. Is Doc Rivers a part of this, Gabe? Or is it just that he came in late and he's still trying to catch up?
He came in late and he's still trying to catch up. The Bucks have played their best basketball of the season under Doc. And the defense has improved. The defense is light years better than whatever the hell they were doing under Adrian Griffin. It's actually been the offense that's let them down.
Have they also played their worst basketball, though, too?
No.
Because,
I was there when they got booed against the Jazz in early January. It literally can't get worse than that.
I'm just trying to figure out the losing to some of the worst teams in basketball thing.
Yeah, and you making fun of me for placing bets on the opponents occasionally, right? This is what we're seeing.
Well, again,
You
can do that. But I don't want to see you walking in here with any Bucks gear during the postseason. Bet against the Bucks. That's on you.
You just told me that the regular season and the postseason are totally different animals. I should be able to bet on the regular season and have no bearing on the postseason, just like the Bucks.
No. So yes. You bet against the Bucks. You're rooting against the Bucks. And
no, you just told me that the regular season doesn't matter. It should be a safe space to bet. If it doesn't matter, if it has no impact.
Well, because, you still have to win X amount of games. You can't go 0-82. No, you can't bet against the Bucks and be a Bucks fan.
The guy from Top Gun Maverick right now. You know I'm right. What's that guy's name?
Put it on the poll.
You've watched it 40 times.
I can't think of his name. Hangman. It's Hangman. There it
is. You and Tausch. I don't know who's seen it more. You guys should have a
Maverick off?
Yeah, a Maverick off.
Would you guys put trivia together for us?
I haven't seen the movie, so
well,
it'd be tough.
Then. Yeah, somebody else can, though.
You don't know squat about it, so what are we doing?
I just couldn't think of the one guy's name, Hangman. But he says, I'm right. And you know I'm right. If you're going to separate the regular season from the postseason when it comes to how they affect one another, I should be able to bet on the regular season because it doesn't matter, right?
Do you want us to put it on the poll? Can Jen claim to be a Bucks fan yet bet against them?
Well, look, when the odds are in your favor, okay, which they were in particular in that one case. Like the other day, the Bucks were 12.5-point favorites, right? Ended up losing the game. You're telling me that you wouldn't put a little money on that, the way this team is playing?
No.
I would. And if I did, you know where I would go? Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. They've got something bigger, better, and bolder coming the first week of May. That was a really long runway to my Pottawatomie read is what that was.
Fantastic.
2,000 square foot video wall, luxury seating for more than 200 people, an expanded food menu, and you guys are going to love this. There's going to be a broadcast booth there. So shows like Jen, Gabe, and Chewy can be live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It all opens up May 3rd. Mark your calendars, circle it on the calendar, and be there for the grand opening when sports betting in Milwaukee becomes like nothing you have seen before. Bet big and bet bold at Pottawatomie's new sports book starting May 3rd. Sophia Minner coming up right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
From the latest happenings on the diamond.
Look, this team, they will find a lot of ways to surprise you. And I think the fact of like how they got here, how they won so many games.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I guess what lead feels safe to you as the Brewers wrap up the final month-ish of the year?
Clinched feels safe to me.
Yeah, at least 7 with 6 to play, something like that.
Yeah.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town.
This is one of my favorite segments that we do during baseball season, talking to our friend, the incredible, the incomparable, Sophia Minner. Good morning, Sophia. How's your week going?
Hi. Everything is great. Good to be on with you guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yesterday was an off day. Did you at least get to enjoy it?
Yes. Well, I did the all-important hair appointment, Jen. You understand, keeping up with the maintenance and the appointments. But yeah, good off day for everyone. And now it gets real because now we're start a stretch of 13 straight and 26 and 27 days. So we'll learn a lot about this team in the next month.
Oh, sorry, Sophia. I was reading stats. I was doing a little prep work. When are they going to unveil their home run celebration in the dugout? Are they still deciding?
That is a good question. You know, last year we had the cheese head, but that didn't come out until a little bit later in the season, if I recall. They might still be workshopping one. I think they've got 5 home runs now on the season. I'm sure they'll come up with something. I also feel like those things can't be forced. It's got to be something that comes up organically. So we'll see kind of what this team, feels and maybe what the personality of this team starts to become. And we'll see if something emerges from that.
You know what they could do, Gabe, is they could get the Foamation fists.
Like the Hulk fists?
Yes, the Hulk fists.
But use that as the wham?
But use that as the wham, right? Like the effing wham. Like that would be good. I'd be okay with effing wham as the celebration for Homer. It feels a little like bad karma, a little bit, but it would still be fun.
Speaking of dingers, Sophia, when I had you on for the opening day special that we did here on 94.5 ESPN, I told you you have to let me know when to get excited about Christian Yelich and the power. And then he went out and hit a home run to dead center field on the home opener. So now we've got 2 home runs from Christian in the first 5 games. Can I start to get excited yet, or am I still tempering expectations for the power?
I mean, get excited, right? That's what you wanted. That's
yes!
What you wanted to see.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we'll take homers to dead center. There was a note that I think Christian had hit his second home run maybe in like the first week of May or something last year. 2 in 5 games is obviously a great start. I just think more than anything, like the at bats that he's had so far, it looks like he's just kind of locked into mid season form. He'll obviously tell you that he could do better, but I think for him, it's always like he's always making good decisions. He's very rarely going to chase. You're seeing a lot of hard contact. The two home runs, obviously, the first one coming on opening day in New York. I just think there's a lot of positive signs there. Just like anyone else, he's going to go through ups and downs. I'm not sure he's going to hit two every week, but this
be
is
pretty
a great
cool
place
if he did,
for
though.
Him to start. It'd be pretty. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I always laugh when you see the like the tweets or the stats about like, well, he's on pace for. I'm like, well, wouldn't that be nice if baseball worked out that way? But yeah, I think, look, there's a lot of positives that you can draw from Christian's first week and especially the two homers.
Sophia Minert hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy talking about the Brew Crew. We have had our share of bizarre injuries or things that have landed guys on the IL. This Trevor Megill story is so strange. So he fainted and now he has a concussion. And so what can you tell us about that? And where does that rank for you on the bizarre baseball injuries, dropped a suitcase on my hand, you know, those type of things?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was really odd. And honestly, it is a little bizarre, but it's also a little scary, right? I mean, fortunately, there were people around him when he fainted, and Trevor Megill is not a small man.
I saw 6'8".
Like 6'7", 6'8".
Wow.
Yeah, Trevor's not a small guy. So you think about, fortunately, this is kind of all we're talking about. But yeah, he had gotten sick over the weekend, and on the off day was just, you know, in the middle of just kind of getting himself out of this like food poisoning thing that he had gone through. He was at a Spectrum store doing something and he fainted and went down. And again, fortunately there were people around him to help him out. And then, you know, he showed up the next day and I don't know if he was still feeling sick, dehydrated because of the fall, because of fainting. He still had a headache. So with that, you know, the trainers were going to be extremely cautious with that and put him on the concussion IL. So hopefully everything will be okay. He has been at the ballpark. He was there Tuesday for the home opener. He was there Wednesday as well. So he's on that concussion IL and it's essentially just rest, right? And I think he's just trying to get his body together again after what it's been through the last couple of days. I think we all know what you feel like when you go through a terrible flu or food poisoning episode. It takes you a little while to bounce back. So fortunately, Trevor will be okay. But yeah, it was certainly just really unexpected to get that story and just to hear that he'd be out for a couple days.
Sophia, is there going to be a noticeable difference in the way Craig Counsell managed the game and the way Pat Murphy does?
You know, I'm not sure you can point to any significant differences yet. It's obviously been a very small sample size with just five games. But I think the roster, more than anything, will dictate maybe a different managing style or managing decisions. I think when you look at the first five games, things went about as well as you could have hoped for this team. The starting rotation performed really well. The bullpen had four really good games. They had a bit of a hiccup there late in the game on Wednesday against the Twins to give up the lead. I think you can point to a couple guys individually. The defense has been fantastic. I just think, you know, especially what we saw the last couple of days with shorter starts from Jacob Junis and then Joe Ross, part of that was injury related for them and their building up of kind of just where they are personally. You know, you're just going to have to see more innings from the bullpen. And I mentioned earlier, like, now that we're going into the stretch of 13 consecutive games, an off day and then another 13 straight, we might see a six-man rotation now. You're just going to see him maybe use the pitching staff a little bit differently than what we're used to, you know, because you just don't have the experienced veterans of Burns, Woodruff, Peralta that has been the formula for so long. So I think that is probably what you're going to see is the biggest difference. But Murph, I mean, these guys know Murph so well that I think it's been a very seamless transition in that regard.
I mean, you want to talk about perfect starts. It couldn't have gotten any better for the first week for Jackson Churio, right? He's got the first home run, first at bat. He drives in runs at American Family Field, gets the hit, the stolen base out in New York in his first game. It was pretty much a perfect week for Jackson, right?
I know. What a week. I think we should all be so impressed by how he has handled all of this. I think you know, you go back to opening day, you imagine everything he's feeling on that day. To do it in New York, his family's there, there's so much attention on him. He's dealt with this all spring since the contract. And, you know, he leads off the game and he draws a 4-pitch walk. And I think that just tells you a lot about what this kid is capable of handling. Things didn't speed up on him. He wasn't up there chasing. It seemed like he was in control. If he had nerves, you know, they weren't visible. You know, obviously they were there for him. And I just think from then it's like he's really, really settled in. And he's checking off all these firsts, like you said, and he's having an impact, you know, virtually in every phase of the game. And so I think it's like, you know, it's just for him to do that and start to build some confidence and be like, okay, I can handle this and I belong here and this isn't speeding up on me yet. There's going to be mistakes, of course. There's going to be growing pains in there for him. But I think just this first week, he's done such a great job of taking it all in and settling in and just kind of showing us what he's capable of and why the organization believes in him so much.
Brewers taking on the Mariners tonight at AmFam Field. That's a 7:10 start. Sophia, before we let you go, we asked earlier this morning, Chewy went out to a restaurant last night. He was underwhelmed. He was very excited about it, but he ultimately left disappointed. Do you ever let someone know when they ask, hey, how was everything tonight? How it went? Would you say, it wasn't that great, but I'll be back. You know, would you let them know that or do you keep it to yourself?
But you mean from the restaurant staff, like if you're asked when you're leaving?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever done that, but I would probably make a comment if I felt like the food wasn't, I don't know, if something was wrong with either like the food or the service, right? Like if food wasn't cooked properly or if things took a long time or something happened, you know, like something kind of fell through. I give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, maybe it's, maybe things happened in the kitchen or maybe the server's having a bad night or maybe they're short-staffed. I sort of try to give people the benefit of the doubt on that stuff, but I'd have to be something like obvious, I think, for me to say something.
All right, well, you could weigh in on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. No, Chewy didn't say anything. He's a coward.
Okay.
Wasn't good.
No, he just keeps it to himself.
I can only say that
business.
Because he's in Florida currently. You can
now
imagine.
I ate it all. I ate everything. But it wasn't that good.
Well, what have you guys decided?
There's been no deciding. Josh has been yelling at me all morning, basically telling me that I'm a terrible person because I tell the restaurant, no, it wasn't that great.
Sophia, no one's ever gone wrong.
It wasn't your best work.
No one's ever gone wrong minding their own business and staying out of the way. So if I can avoid confrontation, I'm going to do it. I'm going to live my happy life and move on.
Yeah, unless
you're
it's,
just trying to get through the show.
Exactly. It's Kyle, Brust, and Nortman from 2 to 5 here on ESPN Milwaukee. Then you're all about the conflict. I've heard those calls, Josh.
Showbiz, baby.
Sophia, we so appreciate you. We're looking forward to your segments each and every week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Have a great one.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Watch Sophia Minert on Bally Sports Wisconsin, where you can catch the Brewers tonight against the Mariners at AmFam Field.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Well, how do they do that? Well, maybe you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy. Just don't feel like yourself like you did maybe just a year or two ago. That could be low testosterone. And it's easy to find out with Mentality, like I found out with Mentality. I thought I was just a little bit more tired because I was waking up now. I'm waking up early in the morning, have the morning show. No, turns out my testosterone levels were low. I met with Mentality, had a blood panel done. Within a week, the results were back to me. And now I'm on a customized testosterone treatment plan just for me. That's what I love about Mentality. It's not one size fits all. They want to make sure that your levels are where they need to be specifically for you. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality loves treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality at lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What? Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
Listen to his interview. The way he talks. He sounds like Paul McCartney.
Ringo farted and it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Got Got to tell you about the best purchase I have made recently, and really, it isn't even a contest. My Good Health sauna, sat in it yesterday for 45 minutes, just wanted to detox out that trip that I had, that air travel that I had, and last night, guys, I slept like a baby. My skin feels better, my hair is growing in faster, I'm recovering from my injuries, and not necessarily injuries, but just my workouts. Faster. This is all because I have an infrared sauna in my basement from Good Health Saunas. If you want to see the difference that an infrared sauna can make, go to their website, goodhealthsaunas.com. They've got all the information there about the options that they have and all the benefits of owning an infrared sauna from Good Health Sauna. Tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you. All right, Gabe, rock, paper, scissors. You want to do the bracket or you want to do the re-chew?
I think we can do both.
Oh, all right, let's do it.
I mean, this is chaos.
Let's do it!
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the Week in Re-Chew.
All right, Chew, you know how it works. I got five questions for you about this past week's shows. You have to get three right to be able to pass. You get three wrong, that means you lose. You ready to play?
Yeah, buddy.
Question number one. What athlete were we discussing that led you to sing this beautiful tune?
Sky rockets in the morning. No idea.
This was yesterday. Somebody gave something up in preparation.
Oh, sex.
So which athlete?
My guy, Tiger.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, we can't count that, can we?
No, I just gave him a ding out of courtesy.
Roundabout. All right, next.
What were we discussing that you thought Jen did not understand?
Now, Jen probably has no idea what we're talking about, but Gabe and
God, I
get it.
I'm kids. Actually offended by you thinking lotion. I don't know what you're talking about.
The lotion and the washcloth.
All right, there we go.
I was so nervous about that one. I had my hand hovering over the dump button. Thank you, Chewy. Good work.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, you're 1-1. Big question number three. What conversation were we having that led you to say this?
Alligators? Hamstring problems all the way. Christian Watson.
In a roundabout way, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about thin hips and therefore animals with good and bad backs.
I don't think I should get that one.
Wow. Hey, you know what? Good on you for being a hard self scorer.
This one you have to get.
All right. Starts with the audio clip.
I mean, I could do it. I have a pair of needle noses here, but I don't have anesthesia. Well, I got liquid anesthesia.
What were you saying you could do?
Pull my wife's, whatever, root, nerves out. Yeah.
Got it right.
Correct.
Which, again, I'm disappointed we didn't get to the part where she had it glued on this week.
She had it glued back on, and she, I don't know.
Yeah, well, again. Question number five, Chew. You get it right, you win. You get it wrong, you lose. This is what we love about this game. What do you always go to?
You know what I always go to, though? I always go to is when Madonna.
What do you always go to?
Wow. If you don't get this, you're a bozo. He literally said Madonna.
I know. Her boobs when she's sliding into second base.
Is the correct answer.
Wow, I missed that conversation. Not sure I missed it, but I missed it. You know what I mean?
See, when we think of Madonna, that's what everyone thinks of first.
Obviously.
What conversation were y'all even having?
I think it was implants.
Brazilian butt lifts, which I had to describe wasn't exactly an implant, was relocation of fat. So then, yeah, that's where we ended up.
Okay, now you want to try to do the bracket?
All right, we're in our final four. We just got to announce the two matchups for the final four.
I'm nervous about this because there were a couple of close contests.
One, the closest was dining, which has gone final. 50.2% of the votes waiting on a seat. The one seed advances to the final four.
Over.
To take on the only number one seed, the only non-number one seed in the final four in the bathroom region, out of toilet paper. Is the champion of the bathroom region playing in the final four, taking on waiting on a seat in our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy grievance bracket. and then the one seeds advance in the other two. So in the road region, slow driver left lane, which I think is probably the favorite of the entire tournament, is going to be taking on, in the public region, speakerphone literally everywhere.
That's crazy to me because speakerphone literally anywhere, too, was going up against cutting in line. And I thought cutting in line, because there's like a selfishness to it. There is with the speakerphone as well, but you could plead ignorance. The cutting in line to me feels dastardly.
But there are exceptions to the cutting in line. You've talked about this with a kid who might be ready to pee their pants, so maybe you cut the line with your kid. There's literally no excuse for speakerphone anywhere.
Well, you don't have your headphones. I know the guy next to me on the plane was watching
news. What do you mean you don't have headphones? You can't put the phone up to your ear?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Like there are more than just headphones to make your phone call quiet.
But again, the gentleman on the plane next to me on the way home was watching the news on his phone, no headphones. And I had told you guys about the previous trip with Cocomelon, first row, no headphones. Now, would it be rude for me to hand them headphones?
No.
Hey, I have a spare pair. Here you go. That's not rude?
Yeah, it is.
I knew Joshy would come through with consistency. His whole thing is, mind your business.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've had people do similar things on New York subways. All sorts of crazy stuff there. Didn't say a damn word to a damn soul. Mind my business.
Yeah, but you were judging them inside, weren't you?
Yeah, of course. I judge everyone. I'm judging you right now.
It's on you if you weren't expecting that answer.
Fortunately, I can handle it. I'm a woman in sports. When am I not being judged, Joshy? All right, guys. Have a great weekend, everybody. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. We'll see ya.